Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today we have a lovely bhajan on Lord Krishna. You will love it, the vibrancy of the bhajan, the energy of the bhajan, and the simple lyrics of the bhajan. Here are the lyrics of the bhajan.
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda, Govinda, Govinda Ananda, Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda, Giridhari, Giridhari Ananda.
And now it's for the time to learn how to sing this bhajan, Brother Ashwath and Anirudh. Now share with us how the beautiful melody of this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is set to Shruti G. Pancham. Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda, Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda, Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda, Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda, Govinda Govinda Ananda, 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 Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda, Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda, Giridhari Giridhari Ananda, 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 Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
So that's how this beautiful bhajan on Lord Krishna flows. Ashwath and Anirudh gave us a demonstration, and if you heard how the bhajan progresses, to me the substratum of the bhajan is Ananda. It is just bliss. You have just Nanda and Ananda and Giridhari, just three words, but such lovely vibes it creates. Anirudh, how did you feel when you first heard this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
The first time I heard this bhajan is seeing the video documentary of Swami,
mm-hmm,
by Richard Bock.
Ah, yes.
So in the documentary there are many old bhajans going on, mm, and Swami is giving darshan,
mm,
and it is amazing to just follow this bhajan and just see Swami.
Yes, and you're in Ananda.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right, Ananda, Ananda.
Yes. And this is such a wonderful bhajan where you have only three lines, but it used to go on for 15 to 20 minutes.
Yes.
Means that speed.
But this bhajan really lends itself to different speeds.
Exactly.
So seamlessly, actually.
Yes.
Yes.
It used to go on for 20 minutes. Can you imagine the speed,
yes,
and the enthusiasm?
Yes.
The vibrancy was just amazing in this bhajan. The starting speed itself is something very phenomenal.
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
It just enlivens you.
Yes.
It starts like
it's
that.
It's a very energizing start.
Yes, absolutely.
You have few such bhajans which have an energizing start.
Yes.
Mukunda Madhava, yes, Murali Manohara.
Yes. It means it starts on a very powerful note.
Yes.
Radhe Krishna, Radhe,
yes,
Krishna.
So I think this also gets added to powerful bhajans. And if you see the technical part of it, it just touches some few notes from a particular raga, or maybe I can say that it can belong to a Carnatic raga called Gauri Manohari or Patdeep in the Hindustani classical music. Though we may not have all the notes of the raga in the bhajan. Hmm. We may have only the few notes.
Yes. The feel is probably...
Yeah, the feel is probably similar to the bhajans belonging to Gauri Manohari. So in Gauri Manohari or Patdeep, you have Sa Re Shudri, Komal Ga.
Ga Ma Pa Da.
Shuddha.
Ni
Shuddhini.
Sa Ni Da Ba Ma Ga Re. Sa.
You have many bhajans in Gauri Manohari. In fact, the one bhajan which comes to my mind is the name of the raga itself.
Yes.
Gauri Manohare Nataraja Krishna Mukunda Govind Giridhara Murali Mohananarayana.
One very beautiful bhajan which is rarely heard.
Giridhari Jaya Giridhari.
It's very similar to
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda Madhusudana He Murali Dhara.
So there are many bhajans, even the Ganesha bhajan.
Shambhu Kumara Gauri Tanaya.
So all these bhajans have more or less completely covering the notes of Gauri Manohari. Whereas bhajans like Giridhari, Jai Giridhari and Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda have few notes taken from Gauri Manohari.
Hmm. I guess once we do the swaras, we'll get a better idea.
Yes. So let's take the first line.
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda Sani Saga Sani Saga Ma Pa Ma Ga Saga Sani Sa Govinda Govinda Ananda Ga Gari Gari Sari Sari Ma Ga Ga Gari Gari Sari Sari Ma Ga Govinda Govinda
Here the Tivrama comes and it is so beautifully it is incorporated in the bhajan.
Da 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 pa ma pa da pa. Da 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 pa ma pa da pa. Giridhari Giridhari Ananda. Ma 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 ga ma ma.
In fact, the last line is so much filled with bhavam.
Giridhari Giridhari Ananda Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
This kind of bhavam filled with singing,
yes,
really makes you think of great devotees like Meera.
Absolutely.
How they pined for Krishna, Radha, yes. Meera.
I mean, you just, somehow it feels that the raga and the lyrics have fitted in so beautifully here.
Yes, yes.
It's a typical Nama Sankirtana bhajan, typical Nama Smarana kind of a bhajan.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And you can sing it fast. It'll yes. really add to the...
yes. Even when you have your Akhanda Bhajan sessions,
yes,
you want to end with this bhajan or
yes. really?
Something like you have more time.
it'll wake yes. everyone up. In an Akhanda Bhajan, if people have got
yes.
tired,
have
just
the third
sing
speed.
This and they'll be energized.
Yes, you can have the third speed and...
Yes.
It'll be very energizing. As
absolutely.
Everybody clap
yes.
so powerfully
yes.
to this bhajan.
Beautiful. No wonder the bhajan sessions in the yesteryears used to be so scintillating that Swami used to sit for 2 hours, two and a half hours
yes,
every bhajan
yes.
session.
More than that, actually.
More than that, yes. Yeah, beautiful. So let's do the beat.
The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, Aditalam or Kaherva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
Govinda Govinda Ananda.
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 Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
Giridhari Giridhari Ananda.
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 Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
Govinda Govinda Ananda.
Govinda Govinda Ananda.
Govinda Govinda Ananda.
Govinda Govinda Ananda.
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
Giridhari Giridhari Ananda.
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 You actually don't want to break the silence. Anyway, we have to do it. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Sai Prasad.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So having done the raga and the beat of the bhajan, it's time now to spend our heart, our mind, our thoughts on what this bhajan is trying to convey to us. If you see, the words of this bhajan are very familiar. Radhe, Mukunda. The meaning of Mukunda is one who grants us mukti. Govinda is one who subdues our animal tendencies. He is the caretaker of not just cows, he is the caretaker of all of us. He is the one who subdues and who rides over our bestial qualities. That is why he is Govinda. And then you have the word Giridhari, the one who uplifts us. Lord Krishna lifted the Govardhanagiri mountain to protect the gopis and gopalas of Vrindavan, and Bhagwan is constantly lifting our sorrows, constantly providing us protection to everyone who cries out to him, to every gopi, to every gopala, to every devotee. He is the Giridhari. And the most repeated line in this bhajan is Ananda. And this bhajan is in fact all about the joy of singing, the joy of losing ourselves in His glory, in His music, in His melody. So for this session of Bhava explanation, I'm going to play for you a clip of a talk that I had the chance to give in the Satsang Hall in Prashant Nilayam. The talk was about Radha Bhakti. Here is a little about what I had shared, about what Radha means to the world and how one can lose oneself in the Radha Bhava, in the Ananda of His Namasmarana.
Prabhu ni nama chintane sadanandamu e Radha Bhakti lokaniki shanti parvatam. ఈ రాధ భక్తి లోకానికి శాంతి పర్వతం. హూ ఇస్ రాధ? ఇన్ సో మెనీ వేస్ షీ హెస్ బిన్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్, అడోర్డ్, పిక్చరైజ్డ్, పెయింటెడ్, పోయిటిసైజ్డ్, గివెన్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేటివ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ టు థౌజండ్స్ ఓవర్ సెంచురీస్. హూ ఇస్ రాధ? హూ రియలీ ఇస్ రాధ? ఇస్ ఇట్ ఎ పర్సన్? ఇస్ ఇట్ మిథాలజీ? Is it an idea? Is it a concept? Is it just a thought? Bhagwan once very beautifully described Radha and said, Radha ki aadhar dhara aradhana. Which means, Radha is that stream of love that is undiluted, undiminished, unceasing, unblemished, unlimiting. Swami said, Radha is not a person. Radha is that stream of love that is undiluting, undiminishing, unceasing, unblemished and unlimiting. And anyone who has this stream of love is Radha. Anyone who has a love that is so unconditional and so blemishless and so pure is Radha. And he is in that Radha Bhava. He is in that Bhava of Radha. And when anyone is in that Bhava of Radha, he has come from the earth, from Dhara, from earth. But he goes to the heaven. He reaches the heaven. You are from the earth, but you are beyond the earth. Just like the lotus born out of water, the water does not touch the lotus. The lotus is always looking upwards. No water drop ever stays on the lotus leaf or the lotus flower. So Radha Bhava is that consciousness that takes you away from anything of the world to something beyond the world. Many years ago, in Kerala, there was this Swamiji, a holy man, whose love for Radha was monumental. He used to have these satsang sessions where hundreds used to gather, and as he is talking, he would start singing, and it would be just the name of Radha. And as he is chanting, the crowd would follow, and it would be a complete music troupe. There would be percussionists, there would be harmonium, there would be tabla, and everyone would follow. Mr. Iradi, who sings now in Prashant Nilayam, the man with the most steady and strong voice that you hear in Prashant Nilayam morning bhajans, he was someone who used to follow this Swamiji in those days, in the 50s, when the Swamiji used to start this dhun. So as used to start, people used to follow, and there would come a time when the Swamiji would just lose himself in this singing, in this chanting, and he would just be not in this world. The chanting would go on and he would just close his eyes and it would just be continuing, and he would have just lost sense of everything around him. And one day when this was going on and the chanting was going on, everyone was following, everyone also was sort of in that elevated state, you know, everyone also was singing and chanting and they were also sort of lost in that Radha Bhava, you know, looking at him and looking at the whole surrounding, and used to have it in open air, there would be beautiful breeze and it was just a beautiful setting where everyone just forgot themselves and were only lost in that chanting, in that love for Krishna, in, you know, one with Radha in love for Krishna. And as it was going on, there was suddenly the huge downpour, and even though everyone was wet and everyone was actually completely sitting on ground, that was everywhere there was water, but it did not concern anyone. You know, the instrumentalists were still trying to play the instruments, and after some time they could not play the instrument because there was water on the harmonium, there was water on the tabla, but no one moved from their place. Everyone was seated, the chanting was going on, the singing was going on, and this Swamiji was also lost sort of in a samadhi. His dress was wet, everything around him was wet, but he was wet in love for the Lord. This wetness did not affect him. And after a long while, suddenly he opened his eyes, and then he realized, oh my God, it has rained, and everyone is wet. And the instrumentalist had stopped playing, but the chanting was going on, and slowly the rain subsided, and the Swamiji then saw everyone. He did not know what to say, he was speechless. All the instrumentalists were wondering what would have happened to their instruments, and looking at them, the Swamiji said, "Don't worry, tomorrow bring the same instruments, we will have the satsang again." The instruments are completely gone. Imagine if a tabla is covered with water, imagine the harmonium is a pool of water. But the next day, the instruments were brought and the satsang began, and the instruments were as perfect as ever. The Radha Bhava is such that it can elevate not only the person who is in that consciousness, it will elevate everything around. It will elevate the person, it will elevate a crowd, it will elevate even inanimate things, it will elevate the wood of the harmonium, it will elevate the wood of the tabla, it will elevate the skin of the diga. That is what is Radha Bhava. You know, when Radha was in that consciousness in Vrindavan, that is why everyone wanted to be like Radha. The gopis and gopalas also wanted to be like Radha. They also wanted to experience that bliss. The grass in Gokul, the waters in Yamuna, the woods in Vrindavan, everyone wanted to be like Radha because they were able to feel that consciousness. They were able to feel that bliss that Radha is. Prabhu ni naam chintane sadanandamu. That is what gives us permanent bliss. Prabhu Neenama Chintane. Just thinking of you alone gives us that permanent bliss. E Radha Bhakti Lokaniki Shanti Parvatam. What will give a mountain of peace to mankind is this love like Radha. Kadali Karjuram Kammani Charakurasam. It is not the banana, it is not the honey, it is not the jaggery, it is not the sugar cane, it is not the distilled white sugar. Nothing can come anywhere near the sweetness of chanting your name for someone who is like Radha. If you say that you want to be like Radha, you want to experience that Shanti Parvatam, that mountain of peace, then nothing, everything in the world should be Sara Vihinalu. They have no sweetness. They should not have any sweetness for you. How can, you know, many times I was thinking, how can you really develop detachment for this world? It is so difficult, you know, when you are in a world with so many relationships, so many responsibilities. And it is really, if you want to say tomorrow onwards I will not be detached to the world, it is very difficult. You just cannot be not attached to the world. But what is possible and a very effective way of being detached is cultivating that attachment to God. Because once you cultivate that attachment to God, everything else becomes tasteless. If you know that the sugar is sweet, then you want to eat it. But once you know that the sugar is not sweet, I mean it is nothing, yeah, I have experienced the bliss which is nothing compared to this. Then you will never ever, even the sugar is given to you, you will not even go for it. You know, because it has somehow become tasteless for you. So, for Radha, Swami said, and these are words written by Bhagwan himself. This is a poem that Swami himself had composed way back in 1985. When Swami wanted a drama to be staged by the students in the Hillview Stadium on the occasion of his 60th birthday. And Swami wrote this entire play. He authored it, he directed it, he produced it, he perfected it, everything. For 3 months, Swami used to go to the institute auditorium to watch the rehearsals. He used to call the students to the interview room. He used to dictate to them the lyrics of every song and every dialogue. And there were sessions after sessions and so many iterations where Swami was training everyone how to be those Gopikas. There were so many Gopikas, there was Satyabhama, there was a Krishna and there was a Radha. And Swami had chosen one brother, S. Kumar, to play the role of Radha. And Swami one day calls him to the interview room and says, Kumar, in this drama, there is one female role. Do you think you can play that role? I know, you know, when you do a role of a lady, you'll be laughed at in the hostel and you know, so many boys would make fun of you and all that. But think about it. Let me know. Do you want to do this lady's role? And Kumar said, Swami, come on. Swami, whatever you say, and how does it matter? No, 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 you think about it and let me know. Because you know, it is a lady's role, it's a sensitive thing. Think about it and let me know. To know, Swami, there's nothing for me to think. If you want me to play that role, I'll play that role. What is that to think? And then Swami tells him that he wants to, him to play the role of Radha. And to everyone, it looks so weird. You know, all are men, like all are guys, and they are the Gopikas. And S. Kumar, who had a very beautiful voice, but it was not a feminine voice. Yes, he can sing, but he cannot sing like a lady. But Swami told, no, you do it. And Swami used to come for these rehearsal sessions and Swami used to guide them. He used to sing. And one day when he was singing, you know, with a male heavy voice, Swami said, no, Radha was not like this. You have to sing softly. And Swami used to sing. And Swami used to say, you know, this is how Radha used to feel. This is how for her nothing else mattered. And again, Swami used to tell, you can't be like this, you know. You have to become that character. And so, S. Kumar used to spend his nights just ruminating on what Swami has said about Radha. And he used to just try to get into the Radha Bhava. He used to constantly only ruminate, imagine himself to be Radha and all this time. And you know, slowly he began to sing softly. He began to sing melodiously, he began to sing in that softer tunes. And the journey of Radha is the journey of a beloved. And if there was any sorrow in her life, it was a sorrow of separation from the Lord. And if there was any joy in her life, it was a joy of feeling oneness with the Lord. If there was any ecstasy in her life, it was the ecstasy of self-annihilation, becoming one. So it was all these, what all the ups and downs, the crests and troughs in her lives were all related to the divine. There was nothing else that was un-Krishna in her life. And there was a song, you know, when Radha is in viraha, in separation from Krishna, and yanta kaala me me baadha Krishna. So he was singing these lines. Swami said, no, Radha was not like this. When you are singing that word Krishna, why there is so much sorrow? Swami said, Radha was not like that. See, the moment she chanted Krishna, it used to light up. The song can have so many lyrics, but when the word Krishna comes, that time she is bright. Because Krishna can only give her joy. Swami said, that was Radha. So never ever you will find that Radha uttered the name Krishna and there was sorrow in that. He said, that is how Radha was. You cannot have a Krishna that is not lit up. Because Krishna was that light for her. Krishna was her life. And I remember he saying that Swami was so happy with the performance. Final day it was performed in the Hillview Stadium. 60th birthday grand occasion, the Prime Minister of India was there. And the mic system was not all that good in those days. Perhaps some people heard the dialogue, some people did not hear the dialogues and so on. But for Swami, all that did not matter at all. The drama was over, Swami came to the stage, he was very happy. Very good, very good. He was so happy. He was so happy that finally, that Krishna that he has created, behaved like Krishna. He was so happy that the Radha that he had nurtured for 3 months, could feel that Radha Bhava. He was so happy that all the Gopikas that he had created were shining in that Krishna Bhava. And for Swami, that is what is most important. For Swami, institutions are not important. Events are not important. Celebrations are not important. For Swami, individuals and their transformation is important. For the transformation of an individual, he can bring down an institution or even raise a university. To uplift one individual, he may cancel an event or organize a Atirudra Mahayagnam. Because ultimately, it is only for the upliftment of every soul that concerns him. And it was the same with Radha. Kadali Karjuram Kammani Charakurasam Chakkera Tene Pandlu Saravinalu Prabhu Ni Nama Iradhaki Madhuraharam. This is what sustained Radha. It is not the sweetness of the world that sustained Radha. It is the sweetness of his name that nourished Radha. And if you are to be a Radha, then that is what should be the sweetest thing for you on this earth. Many years ago, this was in the times of Saint Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was known for his Radha Bhakti Bhava. A contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Uddalaka. Uddalaka was someone for whom this dhara, this earth was Radha. So anything he used to look at, this earth, its waters, its trees, everywhere he could only see Radha. He was so much in that Radha Bhava that he was always only imagining Radha in whatever he saw, in what, wherever he was walking. Even if he was walking on the earth, it was always like he was in the lap of the mother. If he was drinking the water, it was like the mother was nourishing him. If he was sleeping, he felt he was sleeping in the lap of the mother. It was that for Uddalaka. And he used to always be lost in chanting the name of Radha. And one fine morning, on the banks of this city where Uddalaka lived, flowed River Saraswati. And a bangle seller came to that village selling his wares. And as this bangle seller was moving along the banks of River Saraswati, he noticed a beautiful lady washing her clothes on the banks of the river. There was something ethereal about this lady. And when this lady saw this bangle seller, she left her work and came to this bangle seller and said, "Oh, you have such beautiful bangles. Can I buy some from you?" And he said, "Sure." And so she chooses a few beautiful bangles. And the bangle seller was lost looking at the lady. There was something about her that was very otherworldly. He forgot to even ask for the money. And suddenly the lady turned and said, "Yes, I'm sorry, I forgot to give you the money. But you know what? I don't have the money. But in this village, you go to this street and then go left, go right. And you ask for Uddalaka. Uddalaka is my father. Uddalaka will give you whatever I have to pay for these bangles." And In case Udhalaka does not have money, you tell Udhalaka that there is money. Just ask him to look for the packet of money behind the photo of Radha. Just tell Udhalaka. He will give you the money. And so the bangle seller said, okay, thank you. And he moved on. And he searched and came right in front of the house of Udhalaka. He called out for Udhalaka. Udhalaka came and he said, I have sold bangles to your daughter. She was there on the banks of River Saraswati. Udhalaka said, my daughter? Why are you talking? I'm not even married. I don't have a daughter. You're mistaken. I am not that Udhalaka that you're referring to. He said, no, it is the same. She mentioned your name. She mentioned the street. It is exactly. You are only that Udhalaka. Please, I'm not Udhalaka. I don't have a daughter. Please. The bangle seller says, what is this? No, but that lady cannot be wrong. She didn't look like a person who was about to cheat me. She was so sincere. Then he said, okay, but you know what? I sold her these bangles, these precious bangles. I want my money. He says, I didn't buy your bangles. I don't have a daughter. How can I give you money? He said, no, there is money. She also mentioned that there is money with you. But I don't have money. No, she mentioned that there is money behind the photo of Radha. Come on, first of all, I don't have money to buy such expensive bangles. And I don't keep money behind the photo of Radha. I never keep money there. What are you talking? And this person says, come on. You know, I've sold all these bangles. Okay, if you're not Udhalaka, okay, if you're not, just give me my money, yaar. Give me my money and I will go. She said money is there. Can you just see? She said the money is there behind the photo of Radha. Udhalaka says, okay. And he goes and he sees there indeed is the packet of money. And he hands it over to the bangle seller, and he runs like mad to the banks of Saraswati and he cries, oh mother, all these years I have been pining for you, I have been praying for you, I have been imagining you, I have been living for you, I have been breathing you, I have been drinking you, I have been eating you, and you give darshan to this bangle seller and vanish. What did I do? Mother, why did you do this to me? Mother, you are the basis. You are the basis of my life. How can you go off like that? Mother, I cannot exist. Mother, please, give me darshan. Give me darshan. You know, he just goes mad. How can you do this injustice to me? How can I not be worthy? You found the bangle seller worthy of your vision. You didn't find me even worthy to even have a glimpse of you. Oh, Radha, please don't abandon me. And he goes on crying and crying and crying. And then suddenly in that beautiful morning light, he sees two hands emerging from the sea, and the hands are brilliantly shining in the morning light, and there are these golden bangles. There are these bangles which are looking golden because of the early morning light. And he gets a glimpse of those hands, and then the hands then rise in benediction. The hands rise in Abhayahasta, and then the mother calls and the hands beckon him. And the moment the hands beckon him, immediately the body of Udhalaka just falls away and his soul just merges into those hands, into this ocean. What sustains Mother Earth is devotion. What sustains Mother Earth is this Radha Bhakti, is this pure love. When we have reverence for this nature, Swami says, everything, prakriti, there is, everyone is only nature, everyone is only a female, everyone is only Radha, he is the only Purusha. The Lord is the only Purusha. He is the only male. He is the Purushottama. Everyone else is female. And everyone, yes, is half. Everyone is looking for their other half. Everyone looking for their soulmate. And that culmination happens only when it is, one goes beyond the body. The soulmate is nothing related to the body. Your other half is nothing related to your physical sphere. It is something metaphysical. It is something where you meet your oversoul. You go back to where you came from. And that happens when this pure love becomes the dhara of your life. Then you become that other. Then you have that unification with your oversoul. And that is what will sustain you, and that is what will sustain Mother Nature. Me Karuna Hari Hari Me Smarana అదియే భూషణం ధరాపోషణం ఈ రాధ భక్తి ప్రతి జీవికి ముక్తిదాయకం ఈ రాధ భక్తి ప్రతి జీవికి ముక్తిదాయకం. వాట్ ఈస్ ముక్తి? వాట్ ఈస్ లిబరేషన్? లిబరేషన్ ఈస్ కల్టివేటింగ్ దాట్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ బైండ్ అస్ బట్ విచ్ ఫ్రీస్ అస్. లిబరేషన్ ఈస్ కల్టివేటింగ్ దాట్ అటాచ్మెంట్ దాట్ అలౌస్ అస్ టు బీ అటాచ్డ్. Many years ago, this happened sometime in 1961, there was this professor of organic chemistry teaching in the Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore, Professor D.K. Banerjee. He was very much into science, not so much into religion, not so much into spirituality, and skeptical of all these Krishna, Radha devotion, and, you know, it always seemed very weird to him, you know. There is this guy and all these gopis, gopalas dancing around him and you make a big virtue out of it, and you know, and the way the whole thing was portrayed also in the movies, he was never happy. In fact, when the Radha Bhakti drama happened, Swami told all the students, do not think about Radha the way she is picturized in the paintings or the way she is imagined by producers of movies and the serials on television. Swami said Radha was 9 years older to Krishna and Krishna was 7-8 years. He was very young. It had nothing to do with the body. And this Banerjee was always very skeptical of all these things related to the Krishna avatar and all these leelas. It always seemed very, very funny to him. And it happened that he had come with someone and he was with Bhagwan in the interview room. He got this chance. And, you know, even as Bhagwan was sitting there and talking, all this thing was going on in his mind. And suddenly, to his utter amazement, he saw that Bhagwan's form slowly transformed. And suddenly, it became blue and it was actually the form of Krishna as he had seen. And it changed back to Swami. And he was just wondering what happened. It happened again. He pinched himself. What is it that I'm seeing? Is it my hallucination? Is it my imagination? It happened once again, third time. And he was like dazed. He didn't remember anything that Swami told at the interior room or what happened. He just came out of the interior room as if coming out of some other world, because something very, very strange. He had all these things, misgivings about Krishna, and he saw Swami is that Krishna. So wondering, what is all this, you know? And he also does all this magic. Krishna also used to do all this magic. And he came back totally confused. He went back to Bangalore. Every morning he used to go out for his morning jog and exercise on these huge lawns of the Indian Institute of Science campus in Bangalore. And the next morning, 5 a.m., he's out. And as he's walking, taking a walk on those lawns, very beautiful setting, early morning, 1960s, Bangalore was not so polluted. It seemed very fresh. And suddenly, as he was soaking in the freshness of the morning, the experience that he had with Parthi also was going on. Suddenly, he saw something very mystical. He saw a blue form far away on the horizon on that green background. And he looked very mesmerizing. And even as he was gazing at that form, the form started walking. It was a beautiful form, very charming. You could not just take your eyes away from that form. There was this bewitching smile, so innocent, so ethereal, and he kept looking at the form, transfixed to the ground, his mouth open, his eyes gazing. And as he was wondering, what is happening, what is this form doing, where is this going, and this form came. And as it came, he saw that the form was coming near him. It came actually so close. It was coming very close. He was wondering what is happening to him. The form came. And it came to a point where the form actually came and actually just got into him. The form actually merged into him. And what happened? Just could imagine. What is this? What is this strange thing? What entered into me? And the next moment, something happened in his mental frame. Somehow, the mind, became so calm. Somehow, all the desires just slipped away. Somehow, he did not seem to aspire for anything. Somehow, he felt so complete. Somehow, he felt so fulfilled. Somehow, he felt so much bliss. Somehow, he felt so light. Somehow, he felt he was in another plane. Somehow, nothing of the world seemed to matter for him. Somehow, his body did not matter to him. Somehow, he felt he was in a different plane. Somehow, nothing, no desires was touching him. What is this? Am I in this world? What is this experience? He was so happy. He thought something terrible was happened, but something terrific has happened actually. Because he's so happy, he's just not feeling any desire at all. When you have no desires, you feel so light. You just feel so light. Everything was like, he was like floating all the time. Never ever experienced that much of lightness. And he could not, he didn't know how can he do his job. He was so concerned what is happening to him. He was so happy, but he didn't know what was happening to him. Can he continue? How to continue? And he didn't know what to do, so he just came to Prashantinilayam. He came to Prashantinilayam. He was sitting in the darshan lines, and Swami came to him. He didn't know what to say. He just folded his hands, looking at Swami with amazement. Swami came. He didn't speak a word. He just kept one hand on his head, and he kept another hand on his shoulder, and he was gently massaging, gently caressing him. And he did it for a few minutes. And as Bhagwan did that, slowly, slowly, he returned to normalcy. Slowly, he started feeling the world around him. And suddenly, all that lightness went, but the clarity that was not there all these years just came to him like a bolt. He realized what it is to be in Krishna Bhava, what it is to be in Radha Bhava.
So that was a clip from a talk that I had the opportunity to give in the Satsang Hall in Prashantinilayam. I hope it helps you in some manner to ruminate on the feeling that this bhajan is conveying to us. And as we come to the last part of this program, here is the Mandir version of this bhajan.
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
Radhe Mukunda Murari Govinda.
Come to the end of this episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. If you want to write anything personally to me, you can write to Bishu, B-I-S-H-U, @radiosai.org. Offering our gratitude and love at his lotus feet for this priceless opportunity to dwell on his name and his beautiful glory, we bring this session to a close. Thank you so much. Sairam.